Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Tuesday, June 3, 2008. A Palestinian woman dies due to the Israeli siege on Gaza, while the Israeli army kidnaps six civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources said that a Palestinian woman died on Tuesday while suffering from a chronic disease that would have been treated had the medicine been available in Gaza. Sousan al-Sultan, 28, had acute rheumatism, and her doctors reported that Sultan died because essential medicine was unavailable in Gaza due to the Israeli siege. The European campaign to end the siege on Gaza issued a report on Monday stating that the 11-month Israeli siege on Gaza has caused the death of 32 patients in May alone. With the Sultan's death on Tuesday, the current death toll since the start of the siege in June 2007 now stands at 172. Earlier on Tuesday, Israeli troops, tanks and bulldozers invaded areas near Deir al-Balah town located in the central part of the Gaza Strip. Witnesses said that tanks and troops stormed areas located near the Kisufim border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Israel. They added that local resistant fighters clashed with the invading troops. Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, said that its fighters have managed to injure one Israeli soldier. Israeli army sources said that one soldier was lightly wounded during the clashes that followed the invasion. In the West Bank, the Israeli army attacked the villages of Dura and Bani Nu'aym, located near the city of Hebron, on Tuesday at dawn and kidnapped six civilians. Meanwhile, the Israeli army invaded the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem on Tuesday morning, local sources reported. Witnesses said that Israeli troops surrounded the house of Muhammad Ahmed, searched it, and then left the area without further incident. During the attack, witnesses said that troops closed the main road leading to the house, stopped civilian cars, and searched them. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura and Jane Smith.